Hallelujah. Today, scripture is, we have two places. The first one, Genesis chapter 32, verse 30 to 32. Genesis chapter 32, from 30 to 32. And the Genesis chapter 33, verse 4 and 10. I'd like to read the Genesis chapter 32. So Jacob named the place the Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh and the sinew of the hip. I'd like to read Genesis chapter 33, verse 4 and 10. Then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And Jacob said, "No, please, if now I have found favor in your sight, then take my present from my hand, for I see your face as one sees the face of God, and you have received me favorably." This is the word of God. Today's title is, I have seen God face to face. I have seen God face to face. Today is a Palm Sunday. It marks the day when he entered Jerusalem in human forms to call our unrepentant heart to fellowship with God and to offer peace. On Palm Sunday, 2,000 years ago, the people of Israel, unable to believe in Jesus, crucified him. But today, as we celebrate Palm Sundays, I pray that we may, like Jacob, receive the new name Israel and the blessing of Peniel, and come to realize and fulfill the purpose, meaning, and the will of the Lord who visits Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Amen. Last time, we saw God's zeal as he appeared in human form to wrestle with Jacob, not only to make him the descendant of the promised, continuing the line of Abraham and Isaac, but also to strip away his outward nature, which opposes God's work to the very end. God wrestled with Jacob to expose the true nature of Jacob's fleshly self, the outer man, who, while claiming to believe in and rely on God as his master, would become his own master and rely on his own judgment the moment he faced trials and tribulations. God desired that the spiritual man who followed him would triumph over the fleshly man who opposed God's will within Jacob. Finally, when Jacob is confessed from his lips that he would no longer live a life led by the flesh and plead to live a life clinging only to God, we saw that God granted him the new name Israel, the name of one who has overcome his ourself. In fact, God challenges not only Jacob but also us to wrestle with him every day. How often do we truly stay awake to see ourselves in God's wrestling match, praying with tears like Jacob, pleading not to live as those of the flesh any longer? We must keep in mind that God treats those who think themselves wise and rely on themselves as those who do not fear him and commit evils. According to the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, I'd like to read for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Amen. God sees right through our hearts. Although Jacob called him the God of Mishpah and the God of Bethel, God saw that there was no fear of him in Jacob's heart. Therefore, before allowing him to enter the promised land of Canaan, God had to make him a descendant of the promise, which is why he wrestled with him at the Jephthah. So according to the Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, is that God talked about the heart of the Israelite. The Lord said, because these people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their heart far from me, and their reverence for me consists of a tradition learned by Lot. Do we not harbor such an attitude in our own flesh, on our heart as well? My beloved church members, do you know how old Jacob was when he wrestled at the Jephthah? If we calculate based on the Bible, he was 97 years old. Although he had grown up for many years in a family of faith since birth, it took all that time for him to truly become a born-again believer. We must be careful not to mistake a face that has fallen for a face that stand firm, and especially not to boast about the ranks of time we have been believers. Today, Jacob confessed his unbelief and disobedience to God without holding anything back. He did not cling to God out of sheer strength. Rather, he made his decisive choice because he knew that if he did not seize the moment, he would be forced to live his entire life in conflict and sin, and he longed for liberation. Finally, having bid a permanent farewell to his old self, he received the name of blessing from God, the new name Israel, which means the one who prevails. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed. This demonstrates the victory of the Jacob faced, which by clinging to God cast off and emptied his outward self. Though I am weak, when I hold fast to God, he is our Father God who makes me the strongest. Amen. According to the Isaiah chapter 41, verse 14, do not fear, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, declare the Lord, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Amen. God refers to those who cling to him, determined to live, relying solely on him, as those who seek God's face. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 24, verse 6. This is a generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face, even Jacob, Selah. And Jacob, having received a new name, asked for God's name. According to the Genesis chapter 32, verse 29, then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. But he said, why "Is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. This was not a question born or ignorance that God was God, but rather a desire to establish a relationship with the God who had transformed him. No longer deceivers, but as a new creations in whom the old self has died as a victor, he sought to establish a new relationship with God. According to the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the scripture said, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, the new things have come." Amen. God blessed Jacob when he asked for his name. We realized that the blessing Jacob received was that he saw God's face and did not die. Amen. And he named the place is the Peniel, is a commemorate site of his rebirth. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. So Jacob named the place the Peniel, and he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preservers." The Peniel is a compound word formed from the panim, meaning the face, and el, meaning God. When a fallen human being comes face to face with God, there is no way to survive. According to the Exodus chapter 33, verse 20 to the 23, "But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. Then the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock. And it will come about while my glory is passing by that I will put you in the cleft on the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by." Yet Jacob did not die after seeing God's face. Isn't that truly amazing? It means that he became one who belonged to God. Here we must pay close attention to those phrased face-to-face with God. Face-to-face is a compound word in Hebrew, is a panim el panim. Here the el does not refer to God, but the function as a preposition is meaning toward or in the direction of. A literal translation would be face toward the face, meaning that God's face and the Jacob's face were turned toward one another. The fact that they were facing each other thus signifies the eternal fellowship. The Bible describes the condition for seeing God's face as follows in righteousness. You can see the Psalm 17:15 and upright. The upright, Psalm 11, verse 7, and says to see God's face. As you know, Moses met with God face to face. According to the Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friends. To stand face to face with God means that God has made him his friend. A friend is someone with whom God, as the master, shares the relationship deep enough to know him intimately. According to the John chapter 15, the Jesus said, "No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." Amen. God also speaks of the relationship with those who meet him face to face in this way. According to the Numbers chapter 12, verse 8, with him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly and not in dark saying, and he behold the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant? This refers to a relationship of clear knowledge about the Father, not one of parables or riddles. According to the John chapter 16, verse 25, Jesus said, those things I have spoken to you in figurative language, an hour is coming when I speak no more to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. This speaks of the relationship between God and the Word and between God and Jesus. Let's look at the John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Word was with God, and the Word was God. The word together comes from the Greek is a preposition, is a pros, which carries the meaning toward or facing. Just as the eternal God was in relationship with the Word and with Jesus face to face, God now takes Jacob, that is, Israel, as his own son, and grants him the same kind of eternal fellowship as with Jesus. Amen. A close, intimate communion, sharing together in the fellowship and the glory that existed before the creation of the world. That is why it is said that whoever has seen the Jesus had seen the Father. According to the John 14, verse 9, the Jesus said, especially talked of Philip, he who has sent me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? This will also come to pass for us, and indeed it is already happening. This is because God grants the blessing of realizing his glory exclusively to those who believe Jesus. You can find at the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, the scripture said, the one who has shown in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And for those who have received a new name from God, an eternal fellowship await us in the Father's kingdom, where we will see the God face to face for all eternity. According to the Revelation chapter 22, verse 4, in the New Jerusalem and the kingdom of God, they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. What is remarkable is that after meeting Esau, Jacob described it as if he had seen God's face in Esau's face. According to the Genesis chapter 33, verse 10, I like to read. And Jacob said, no, please, if now I have found favor in your sight, then take my present from my hand, for I see your face as one sees the face of God, and you have received me favorably. Is Jacob flattering Esau out of fear? No. The old Jacob would have certainly spoken false words in an attempt to appease his brother's anger, even if only slightly. But now he is a completely different person, a victor who has seen God's face and relies thoroughly on God. Then why did he say that seeing Esau's face was like seeing God? Before the wrestling with God at Jephthah, he had sent a gift to Esau with his thought in mind. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 32, verse 20. And you shall say, behold, your servant Jacob also is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me. Then afterward, I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me. Then praise that softened his feelings of fears here. In the original language, this is a cappella panaiu, which combines a kappa, meaning to cover, or to hide, which pani, meaning faced. A literal translation would be to cover his face. In other words, the text implies that by presenting the gift to Esau, he intended to cover his eyes so that his anger toward the Jacob would not be visible. When this word cover is used in reference to God, it carries the meaning of atonement. That is, it signifies covering our sins to hide them from God's face. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 32, verse 1. The scripture said, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." That is covered, the same, the language is kapar. The blood of Jesus on the cross not only covered our sin, but also completely washed them away. Only then does the sun rise upon the soul of Jacob and upon our own soul. According to the Genesis chapter 32, verse 31, "Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel." The phrase, "the sun rose," signifies that a new day has begun. In other words, God granted a new heaven and new earth to Israel, who had received a new name and a new creations. Now that Jacob had experienced the new morning and the light of God at the Peniel, there was nothing left to hide his face from God. Furthermore, by meeting God face to face, the walk of eternal fellowship with God had begun. According to the 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Amen. Jacob meet Esau. I'd like to read one more time, Genesis chapter 3, 33, verse 4 and 10. "Then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept." Verse 10, "And Jacob said, 'No, please, if not I have found the favor in your sight, then take my present from my hand.'" Here is the important, "For I see your face as one sees the face of God, and you have received me favorably." When Esau saw Jacob, he ran to meet him, threw his arm around his neck, kissed him, and they wept together. This was not the appearance of a man who had come with 400 men seeking the vengeance. From Esau's perspective, the Jacob was clearly a sinner who deserved to die. Yet God had shown Esau grace, enabling him to welcome Jacob with love. Jacob was astonished by Esau's unexpected reactions. Jacob had experienced God's grace. God had spared his life, even though he was a sinner who deserved to die upon seeing God's face. Yet, when he saw Esau, whom he had expected to kill him, welcoming him with a joyful face, Jacob saw the face of the God of Peniel in Esau's face. He recalled the grace of God who had exchanged places with him just the night before and spared his life even though he had seen God's face. Beloved saints, since the fall of Adam, we have become beings who must die, living our lives while fleeing from God's face. Only by seeing God's face can we obtain salvation and receive the blessing of peace. Jesus is the one who appeared before us so that God might reveal his face to us first. To those of us who avoid God's face and neither seek nor ask for it. Let's look at the John chapter 1, verse 18. Scripture said, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." And the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, I read already, "Shown in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." Just as Moses saw the image of God, Jesus is the very likeness and the image of God. Now, for you and me who believe in Jesus, the eternal fellowship with the Father in which we see God's face remains for us. So, is the scripture said, is the prophesied that, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, the scripture said, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, just as I also have been fully known." Funeral is a place that must become our eternal dwelling place, a place of repentance, God's presence, prayer, and living in eternal communion with God. When Jacob and Jabok, who had been forced to be alone because of sin, emptied his self, God welcomed him with the blessing of togetherness and companionship. Peniel is the place where Adam's loneliness is reserved, and for us it is the place where we become one with the eternal God. Let's look at the John chapter 8, verse 29. The Jesus said, "And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." We too must diligently seek God's face so that we may become one with him. God does not turn his face away from those who seek him. Instead, he faces us directly. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 27, verse 8. "Sing my face, my heart said to thee, thy face, O Lord, I shall see." Amen. Just as Jacob welcomed a new morning at Peniel, so too must a new heaven and new earth, a new day and new hope come upon us. There, just as Jacob's hip socket was dislocated and he limped, so too must we bear the marks given to Jesus by Jesus who put to death our old self. According to the Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, "For now on the left, no one caused trouble for me. I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus." Brand mark of Jesus. May we meet God throughout our entire lives, receive the humility and the healing, cherish the mark of Jesus above all else, and become God's sons who remain humble whenever we see that the mark and the press forward for God's will. In the name of the Lord, I pray that a precious walk may take place to bring eternal light to all the saints of our Lord First Church. Amen. Let us pray. As we celebrate Palm Sunday today, we recall that 2,000 years ago, people failed to recognize the Lord who came to bring us peace and instead crucified the Lord of glory. Just as you came to Jacob, the representative of unbelievers, to grant him peace and finally open his eyes so he could see the face of God, may this same work come upon us who believe in Jesus. May the event of your entry into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago become a triumphant entry within our heart. May we realize that the first battle we must fight until we reach the kingdom is a spiritual war against our own flesh. And may you make us the people who abandon all our own wisdom and plans in every matter and rely solely on the Father so that you may make us the victorious ones. Grant us blessing of opinion so that the privilege of facing God's face and our own face daily through faith, the word and the prayer may continue forever. As we pray and ask for all these things, we pray earnestly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.